Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
So it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for your favorite game show on the radio. Who won?
Corky.
Yes. I can't believe, oh my God. I've been waiting forever to get the celebrity judge on. And finally, they took time out of their schedule to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Keith. Keith, hey. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you? I hear your birds chirping in the background. I'm sure you're having a great morning, sir.
Setting the mood.
I'm into a construction, so I actually go stake in the woods and make a phone call real quick to be the judge. You know?
I love it.
Well, we don't want to take up. I know you're a very busy guy, so we'll make this quick. We're going to go around the room with stories of how we spent our day in quarantine, and you decide who won the game, okay?
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Leroy, man, I was going to call and say, hey, why'd you quit?
Uh-huh.
Man, you came out of retirement. I'm happy that you came out. And Lexi, a.k.a. Pebbles, came out of retirement. And you better come up with a strong story for next week.
Okay.
Well, since you mention it, I am going to come out real quick out of retirement.
Okay.
Just for today, because I want to do a special shout out. Because I want to shout out the Hair Loft in Medford. Because I had a curl talk yesterday with the owner, Sharita, on Instagram Live. It was really, really fun. But can I just tell you, I was so panicked beforehand because I did not want to be the Teddy Riley of curl talk, because you know how his Wi-Fi was all messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just convinced that was going to be me, and I'd be like, hello, can you hear me? And I did not want to do that. But I did do a little test and checked out the connection with my niece on my secret Instagram account. So
that's the way to go. Good. You got to do the tests beforehand, and 90% of the times those guys don't.
Yeah. So out of retirement, and I'm back in. We'll revisit this next week.
All right.
Beautiful.
You convinced her to come back. All right, Leroy, you want to go next?
Yeah, it's funny she mentioned Teddy Riley, because if you did watch the Teddy Riley babyface thing, he was having technical difficulties.
Yes.
And he was being accused of doing too much. Well, I think I might be the Teddy Riley of workouts, because I think I was doing too much. I worked out yesterday, and I felt good. I actually started flipping some, like, monster truck tires. And I felt like a beast. I'm like, all right, I'm out here. I'm doing my thing. Y'all, when the workout ended, my right arm was screaming in pain. It was so bad. Now, the field is close to me. It's like maybe a 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
So I walked back home. I had to make a makeshift sling with my bag, my book bag. I put one arm around my neck, took the bag, brought it to the front.
Please tell us you have a picture of that somewhere.
And I put my arm in it, and I was this close to being in tears all the way home. But I had to, suck it up and get home. But
American Gladiators.
It was, I was doing too much, so I'm going to fall back a little bit. But that's my story for the day.
That is classic. Okay. All right, Melissa, what'd you eat yesterday?
No, actually, I was chosen to be a guest speaker on a Zoom call that was reaching hundreds of Pop Warner coaches nationwide.
Very nice.
So it was actually a really, really great honor. I was very humbled by them asking. And so I did that last night, and I spent probably an hour and a half setting up my backdrop for this Zoom call, because I ended up hanging up, like, my national championship banners.
Wow.
I had, like, 10, 15 trophies behind
me. And
you,
too, can be like me.
Oh, my God.
But then you act like it's, like, nonchalant.
Oh,
like,
right. I didn't even address it.
This isn't my trophy room. This is just a room.
Right. No. And they mentioned that as soon as we came out, they were like, wow, Melissa, look at all that hardware behind you.
Like, oh, this?
Oh, my God. It was so funny. But the funniest.
That was just 2010 through 2014.
Right. The funniest part about it, though, was my damn cats. They love to sit with me during my Zooms, but usually they're super, like, they'll just fall asleep and be really cool. So I didn't even think to shut them out of the room, right? all of a sudden, it's becoming my turn to speak. And I'm looking, I'm watching the thing, and I start hearing all this, like, rumbling. I'm like, what's going on? My freaking cat is going berserk during my Zoom, running all through my room. All of a sudden, you see her in the backdrop going right. I'm like, no, no, don't. Stupid cat almost knocked my computer off the bar stool, because you should have seen this setup. I had my computer on my bar stool kind of dangling, and I'm like, if she knocks this thing down in the middle of my speech, I'm going to freaking kill her. It ended up being okay after you see the cat running back and forth a little couple times, but the Zoom did go really well, and it was a pretty good success.
Very nice. Yeah. All right, now it's Ramiro. Now it's my turn. I swear to God, this happens to me all the time.
Did you save yesterday?
I didn't save anybody, but I realized that whenever I see random things, like random accidents, I go through streaks of it. Like last year, I remember went through a week where it was like random people having accidents on motorcycles while I was driving. This week, it's bicycles. So I think it was like, it might have been last week or earlier this week when I told you I saw that kid do the most incredible like recovery after wiping out in the middle of the street. So yesterday, I didn't technically see the accident, but I don't know why I can picture it. So my wife and I were walking down, it was a pretty steep hill, and there were kids on bikes flying past us because it was a downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. If you ever want to see, if you see a group of kids on bikes, always look at the kids towards the back, because those are the ones who are most afraid of like riding. The confident ones are in the front. So one of the kids who rode past me, I'll never forget. He went, "This is fast," because the downhill. And I won't forget because he had bright red socks on,
mm-hmm.
which is very important to the story.
Okay.
So my wife and I are still walking and talking. All of a sudden she goes, "Oh my God." So what happened was all these kids that were riding down the hill, they ended up taking a right to go into like the park.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going down a hill, I know because I used to ride a lot of bikes, and you're going to take a right. You got to kind of loop it and hit the mm-hmm. brakes a little bit as you're going in. Otherwise,
what happened to Red Sox?
Yo, Red Sox. So my wife goes, "Oh my God!" I look and all I see is other kids on off their bikes, holding each a leg with red socks, pulling him out of the bushes.
Oh my God.
The only thing sticking out of the bushes was the red socks. He must have gone straight into that bush. I didn't see it, but I can picture it. So I'm laughing so hard that I was trying to get my phone. I couldn't even get a video because I was laughing so hard. I was fumbling and I couldn't get my phone to see them pulling the kid out. The kids that were pulling him out were laughing their ass off. The kid who was, I know he was hurt, but because everybody around him was laughing so hard,
right.
he tried to shake it off. And they all couldn't even, they just walked the bikes into the park because they were laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
And so in my head, I saw the accident, but technically I didn't. So that's my story. All right, so you have Pebbles out of retirement. Leroy can't handle working out. Melissa's cat almost ruined her Zoom.
And I almost ruined Red Sox.
Yeah, and Red Sox. Keith, who is quarantine?
All right, so I do like working out, Leroy. So I gotta go with Leroy on this one, and I also like to come back.
I woke up. None of us had a chance.
You can't see me.
It's that brace.
You can't see me, but I got that Michael Jordan fist pump up right now.
There you go. You all got next week too, so let's go, Leroy. Let's make a comeback.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We still got another week of this.
I told you this was gonna happen. Everybody was gonna start feeling bad for Leroy. So everybody that's calling is gonna vote for him no matter what.
Whatever, man. It's on them. Thank you very much.
Don't call to come back.
28-3.
Oh, 28-3. You got five, man.
It's the fourth quarter.
If you sweep next week.
Yeah, he sweeps, he wins.
If he sweeps, he ties with me and you, Melissa.
He would win.
You and I, all we need is...
No, we have nine. He'd win. If he sweeps next week, he wins.
If he sweeps, he has nine, too. Four days next week. No, he's got five. We're off Monday!
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.